Hey friends, you know that Office 365 has a lot of data about how people work and interact and collaborate with each other, and now you can integrate your Office 365 data with the Azure Data Factory to get cloud scale analytics that will enable you to explore that data in a really rich and comprehensive way. Gaurav Malhotra is here to show us how it works today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Gaurav Malhotra, and we're talking about the Azure Data Factory as always, but here we got some interesting stuff. You're going to integrate it with Office 365?
Yes, so Office 365 has a wealth of information on how people interact, collaborate, and do their daily work, right? So imagine now if you can pull that data into Azure and do hyperscale analytics in Azure with different computes that are available. So what we are saying is that now with Data Factory, we are releasing an Office 365 connector that allows you to take that data and suck it into Azure.
Interesting. Now, I can access my Office 365 data today, though, with like the Graph API with a REST endpoint, but I've only ever done that for maybe one or two mailboxes. I don't know if I can do that for a million.
Yes, so that's exactly the value prop that Data Factory provides here, where with the Graph API, you can do it in a transactional way, which you can imagine now it's slow and the performance considerations come into play. But with Data Factory, we have this rich connector that allows you to ingest your Office 365 data at scale in a serverless fashion. So you just provide the connection to your Office 365 tenant and your authentication information, and we will suck up the data. And today we are enabling five data sets in Office 365. It's essentially your mails, it's essentially your personal contacts, mailbox settings, and two more. And over a period of time, we'll keep adding more data sets there.
Now, I use Office 365, and I use tools like Delve and different analytics tools that will tell me really interesting stuff about my life. They'll say, you know, you spent 20 hours in meetings last week, and you spent this many hours coding, and this many hours talking to your boss on email. But what about privacy concerns? Is there any concern that someone might suck all my data out and do something bad with it?
Yes, so why don't we go into that, and I'll answer that question, because what we have done with Data Factory is that we are totally integrated with Office 365 Privilege Access Management, which is called PAM. And once you initiate a copy with Data Factory, someone on the Office 365 tenant, IT admin, has to manually approve that. So if I were to go that, go on here and show you, so this is essentially Azure portal where you can see that I've created a Data Factory and I've launched the visual tools for Data Factory. And what you can see over here is that if you go in this and you want to create an Office 365 connector. You want to use the Office 365 connector, you will just search for that, and you can essentially now create an Office 365 data set in Data Factory. For this data set to work, you need to create a connection to your Office 365 account. And in this case, you have the Office 365 tenant, and we support service principal authentication for that. And once you create that, now you can suck in the data. So I have a pipeline where I am already doing this. So let me jump over to that.
Okay.
So you can see over here that I have the source Office 365 data set. And if I were to delve into this, you can see that I have this connection. And if I were to just show you, it is the tenant service principal. And you can test connection to make sure that your Office 365 connection is valid. And here you can see that we automatically pull in the tables that you have access to, right? So we have your contact information, mail folders, events, mailbox settings, and message. So in this case, I have selected the message, and you could also say that I actually, instead of pulling the entire data, I want to apply certain filters, right? So you could say use query, and here you can see that you can now filter it to say for a particular column and for a particular start time and end time. Now, if you don't specify anything of that sort, we ought by default pull it for the last 30 days.
Okay. And I only have access to the tables that my service principal has access to.
Exactly, right? And as I mentioned that once you initiate the copy, so let's go back here and say that I want to run this. So I would go say trigger now, and I would start this copy operation. So you will see this is the monitoring tab. You will see that this is in progress now. And if I go look into this, this is the copy activity that's in progress. Mm-hmm. And as this copy gets into progress, at this point, we are creating the connection to your tenant and we are initiating that entire approval process. So someone in the office tenant who is the IT admin needs to approve this before this copy can actually progress and complete.
Ah.
And it, you'll see that in a few minutes, this will there would be a status that would come over here to say initiating consent and all those approval. Mm-hmm. And if I were to go back and show it for the one that's already done,
mm-hmm.
you will see that here you will see a load status. It's none because this one has already succeeded. But as we are requesting access, you mm-hmm. will see the status getting changed over here. And once it gets approved, then the copy starts to happen.
Okay, so it feels like there's security baked in at every level as I move this data, you know, into the data factory and then potentially start manipulating it with Databricks or putting it in other places. I'm going to make sure that I've got, you know, service to service authentication at every level.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and one of the things that customers ask us that what is the benefit that they are getting, right, from pulling that Office 365 data into Azure. So, like, as you can imagine, that Office 365 is one piece of data on how your organization, in your organization, your workforce is interacting, collaborating, but you have sales data or you have some marketing information in your Salesforce account. So now you can marry these data together mm-hmm. and maybe predict how your sales pipeline is working, right? So all of that is now enabled using Data Factory.
Right, and again, thinking about privacy concerns, it's more rather about the metadata and who we're talking to, and you can apply machine learning to those things in a permissive way and learn all kinds of things about, like the example you gave about sales, you know, how many times are my salespeople reaching out? Mm-hmm. Are there campaigns getting replies? Mm-hmm. There's like really just a whole wealth of data, and I can apply whatever I want to it.
Yes.
And once it's in the factory, though, I can use all the other features of the factory to think about it.
So you can imagine now that after you copy the data, let's say you want to do some big data analytics, like mm-hmm. you mentioned, right? You want to do some predictive analytics, and you have some machine learning algorithm in your Databricks notebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just connect the notebook activity to the data that has been copied. And in this notebook, you could write any machine learning algorithm or whatever you're doing to do predictive analytics, and that pipeline can flow.
Mm-hmm. And it can be anything that's in that I have access to. So that might be messages, it might be calendars, it
yes.
can be whatever.
Yes, so we are enabling 5 data sets to start with, but we'll continue to add more Office 365 data sets.
And is this a preview that people have to sign up for, or will they find that connector when they make a new table?
Yes. So today this is live in our Data Factory, and we have a blog post out which talks about this on what this enables and different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
We also have documentation in our Data Factory documentation on how to use this Office 365 connector. And not only that, we have a step-by-step walkthrough if you want to use this tutorial to just quickly get started with using this Office 365 connector.
Is there any limitation to size or scale? I mean, I know that Data Factory deals with massive amounts of data. I can only assume that there's a huge amount of data sitting in Office 365. Mm-hmm. If I were going to start analyzing that, am I going to bump up against any limits?
So right now, there are no limits in terms of if your Office 365 tenant has set up some limits for you, those would be automatically honored.
Hmm.
But in terms of data that Data Factory allows you to pull in, we don't have any limits. That's the whole value prop that we provide with Data Factory.
Fantastic. No limits. Well, I hope that people who are watching this can think about how they could maybe put this into action at their companies right now.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I am learning all about how I can apply big data and big data understanding to my Office 365 data today on Azure Friday.